Good afternoon. A cold front that brought rain and snow to the region from overnight into the morning hours continues to pass by, and precipitation in the form of light rain and snow will continue to track east through New England. The trend, though, for the afternoon hours will be for drier weather and for skies to remain mostly cloudy, and temperatures on average will be well above freezing in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, but it will dry out after some evening rain or snow showers, and lows will be back into the middle and upper 20s. Meanwhile, another low-pressure wave tracking along the same front will slide off to the south and east of Long Island on Tuesday. This will keep skies mostly cloudy across the region on Tuesday afternoon with another round of precipitation, predominantly across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England. This precipitation will fall mainly as light rain showers, although some wet snowflakes cannot be ruled out across the higher terrain. Highs on Tuesday will be in the upper 30s. High pressure and drier weather will build in for the day on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 30s. At this point, we'll track a more potent storm system out of the lower Mississippi Valley across the Appalachians and over New York City for the day on Thursday. On this track, precipitation will break out in the form of snow on Thursday morning, and depending on the exact track and intensity, it will mix with or change over to sleet or rain during the day as highs reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s once again. Dry and colder weather will move in on Friday with mostly sunny skies in the lower 20s and staying mostly sunny into the weekend with highs in the mid-20s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system extending from the upper Great Lakes to the southern high plains will move slowly to the mid-Atlantic and down to the western Gulf Coast by tomorrow morning. Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will pool along this front, producing heavy rain along the boundary. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of excessive rainfall from parts of the lower Mississippi Valley to the southern Appalachians. The heavy rain is likely to produce numerous areas of flash flooding, and flash flood warnings are already in effect for several locations. Larger rivers will be affected as well with time. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with rain, upper 40s. Boston, cloudy and breezy, more rain in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 53, set in 1955. And the record low, 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:20 p.m. 10 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with snow showers today, perhaps a few rain showers mixed in, and temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. A few snow showers early tonight, then mostly cloudy in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain showers this afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. Dry this evening with rain moving back in late tonight in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few leftover rain showers today and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and perhaps a few snow showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. Dry this evening, then rain and some sleet moving back in late tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a few rain showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with some rain, sleet, and snow, primarily south of I-90 in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Wednesday. Another chance of snow or mixed precipitation on Thursday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny, colder on Friday, lower 20s. Mostly sunny, mid-20s on Saturday. And a chance of rain or snow on Sunday with highs around 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.